Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, December 2nd, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. A couple interesting diaries today. First one from Rob, with sort of an update of prior diaries, how to scan for bad ciphers in your network using an open source tool like Nmap. This diary is in so far pretty timely because this year we had SSL and different crypto parameters coming up over and over again. So you do need to continuously scan your network for weak implementations, weak configurations, and outdated libraries. These couple of Nmap scripts that Rob provides here really help you with SSH and SSL. Then we got an interesting guest diary by Brad Duncan. He's writing about Tridex. Tridex does typically arrive as an attachment, in his case here, as a Word document. And not only does he show you how the infection works, sort of from the email that arrives to the actual download of the malware, but he also shows how the infection is being expressed in different logs. So this should help you figure out how to detect similar infections in your own network. He's using open source tools like Security Onion, Wireshark, and the like. Interesting diary if you're fighting users who keep clicking on these attachments. And if you are using PGP or the open variant GPG in order to sign and encrypt email, be careful how you validate the recipient's key. The design of PGP really puts a lot of trust in the user here to verify whether or not a key received is actually valid, because there is no central certificate authority like we have for SSL certificates, for example. Now, one way how historically a key is identified is by a 32-bit key ID, but as you can imagine, 32 bits is not terribly strong. Actually, it turns out it takes only 4 seconds with sufficient but not extraordinary processing resources to create a duplicate key with the same key ID. Instead, you should use the fingerprint to verify that you got the correct key. In addition, there have been a couple of bugs in prior versions of GPG that have just now, as in this week, been patched. What happened was that if you imported a key from a key server, that GPG actually didn't even verify whether or not the key ID was correct. So in short, be very careful what keys you trust. My advice is actually to use GPG as much as possible. Do sign all of your email, not just important email. This sort of establishes some history and some trust into your key. So if eventually you have to send a critical message, the recipient doesn't have to go out then to retrieve your public key. And the next item shouldn't really be a big surprise, but point of sales malware doesn't just affect cash registers and such in grocery stores, but also kiosks, ticket machines, and the like that you typically find, for example, in municipal transit systems. I actually think I remember quite a few years back where one of the kiosks that airlines use to print your boarding pass at the airport was infected. This wasn't particularly sad because those kiosks usually don't even need a credit card. They just use the credit card kind of as a convenience, so you can swipe it in order to retrieve your boarding pass more quickly. And Mozilla today released Firefox 34. Probably the most significant security change is that SSL version 3 is now turned off by default. The other sort of interesting feature is a forget me button or a feature that allows you to essentially delete everything you did within the last 5 minutes or 1 hour. And this will affect any browser cookies or any cached content that you accumulated within that time. Then we got another quick Internet of Things item here, EntryPass. They're making door controllers. In particular, I guess they're popular in parking garages, and they are controllable via a simple web interface on port 80. Red Team Pentesting, a German vulnerability testing company, did take a closer look at one of those systems, and well, it turned out to be really, really easy to break into it. First of all, only the first letter of the URL matters, so that made it really fast to just brute force all possible URLs, and one of those URLs did indeed return the user's admin password. And then just a quick note about our website. We're just finalizing the testing on a major new code update. It may go live tonight or early tomorrow morning Eastern time, depending on how final testing and everything goes. The update will mostly affect back-end code, so you won't really see a lot of visible changes, but hopefully it will fix some of the slowness issues that we had over the last couple months. That's it for today. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.